Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Monday, January the 6th, 2014. My producer, Rosemary Brandt, and I welcome you to the program. And I was explaining to Rose a little bit before the program today that, I grew up in Chicago, and I cannot remember. I can remember some below 0 days, but I just checked at O'Hare. Current temperature, 14 degrees below zero. The high temperature in Chicago today will be 11 degrees below zero. That is cold.
Well, but we're playing golf here in Tucson.
There you go. We'll hear from John Munger and Vince Ravago in a moment. The Buckmaster Show live each weekday, noon to one, right here on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. You can hear the program anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com. We also post the program through our podcast to the tucsoncitizen.com site and tucsonsentinel.com as well. It's our Monday political face-off day. We always start the show on Monday with the face-off, and one of our two teams of commentators John Munger and Vince Ravago with us today. Then our monthly visit discussing military and foreign affairs issues with former U.S. Army Chief of Staff General John Wickham. So much to talk about, as always, with General Wickham. The world remains a very dangerous place, and we will articulate some of those dangerous hot spots with General Wickham. If you have a comment or question for us, the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. We also invite you to become a friend of the show. We're over 3,000 friends now on the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. You can follow us. Just log in to Bill Buckmaster, and that will get you going. John Munger, former Tucson attorney, former chair of the Arizona Board of Regents, and 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor, and Vince Ravago, Tucson attorney. Vince was a Democrat candidate for Arizona attorney general in 2010. The Monday political face-off is sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, and of course, also on Facebook. And like many people under the tree, there was probably something to be framed, maybe a picture of family or something. Well, I can think of no better place than Moe's Gallery to take all of your framing needs. Vince and John, have you ever been in that cold a temperature before, 10, 14 below?
Try Korea.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you've been there.
Thermal boots, yeah.
Okay.
I have not been in that kind of cold weather. I'm an Arizona boy at heart, and I'll tell you, that would be a difficult adjustment.
Oh, take a deep breath in that kind of weather, and John, you know what happens. It hurts all the way.
It hurts.
Let's talk politics on the local level. Vince, Robert Robb, the columnist in the Republic, Arizona Republic, his column yesterday, Terry Goddard is a good fit to be Secretary of State in Arizona. Of course, Terry announced this week that he would be a Democratic candidate for Secretary of State. Terry was twice elected statewide as Arizona's Attorney General. He ran three times unsuccessfully for governor. Do you like this fit?
I think he's a great fit. I think, anytime you have a conservative columnist like Rob coming out, in the state's largest flagship newspaper saying that Goddard would be a good fit for Arizona's Secretary of State, I think he's right on the money. He's got the background, the legal training, and I think, as Rob points out, Arizona's campaign laws are in a desperate need for a big fix in a lot of different areas. And I think the time is right to fix and revise those laws. So I think he'd be a good person for the job. He was not known for being overly partisan as an attorney general. And I think in that area, when you're talking about election laws, things that both sides of the aisle need to come together on to fix and get right, he would be a good fit for that role.
He's known as kind of a policy wonk.
Yeah, he gets into the details. He's not one to just leave it to deputies or underlings, and he will really get into the weeds there and fix what needs to be fixed. And also, having been on the sort of enforcement arm as Attorney General, I think what he also brings to the table is the understanding that those kinds of issues and complaints need to be addressed quickly in an election cycle. I know I had represented, for example, County Supervisor Sharon Bronson in a complaint that we filed last year during the election cycle to Secretary of State Ken Bennett. And I will say that the response was both lackluster and in the end just said, oh, we're sending it back to the county.
So you were not happy with the
response? No, not at all. I thought it was just sort of punting. And, you know, that's the job of the state's highest, elections official is if there is an issue, particularly if it's of statewide concern. And here we were talking about, abuse of nonprofits and dark money coming in from out of state.
Dark money.
Correct. Yeah, those sorts of issues. And that's a role that Secretary of State, I think, has a very valid role to play, and we just didn't see it.
Let's bring in John Munger on this topic.
Well, Terry Goddard has spent his entire life trying to hold public office. He's run, as you said, for governor 3 times. He's been attorney general twice. Respectfully, I think Terry Goddard ought to go get a job. I think he ought to get off the public trough and go get a real producing job. If the best thing he can think of is to get another government job, excuse me, he needs to think again. He is very partisan. He's one of the leaders of the Democratic Party. He has partisan interests at heart. And he just can't seem to break away from his need for to be on the public payroll. I don't know if he's unemployable or what his problem is, but he needs to do something besides just constantly go back to the Arizona public and say, please put me on the payroll.
I have to chuckle to hear my former boss and the former Attorney General of the state of Arizona described as unemployable. John doesn't know, but since 2010, we're now 2014, Terry Goddard has been working in private law practice with
a
national
law firm.
Well, he has his own law firm, but he's actually working also with a national law firm. I forget the name. But it's a law firm that specializes in working on national issues, has a whole cavalcade of former attorneys general from both political sides of the aisle that work in that law firm.
So to say that
he's got to get a job, and here's a man who's worked on issues of national concern, argued in the Supreme Court, works in a national law firm,
fine.
And also on the side runs a nonprofit, housing agency.
That's fine, Vince.
That he's been done for years. And to say that that's just somebody just dying to get on the public dole is just a joke.
The problem, Vince, is if he's so productive now, then he ought to continue to be productive. The Arizona Secretary of State's job is a very ministerial position.
Shouldn't be.
And it historically always has been.
The laws say that
it is important because it is second in line to the governor.
That's the key to it, Bill.
Yeah.
The guy wants to be second in line to be governor.
Okay.
And he can't get elected governor, so he wants to be governor. And he wants to be next in line so that he can use this as a platform to run for governor the 4th time. I just think that if he's so productive and he's having such a wonderful life right now that he ought to continue that productive activity. But being in a ministerial position, which the Secretary of State always has been in this state from the beginning of statehood, just doesn't make sense to me. And I predict that he will not be elected.
I wouldn't describe it as ministerial in any way. I mean, the reality is there are numerous election laws that specifically give the right to the Secretary of State to investigate, and they are responsible also for regulating charities. They have a big role with notaries across the state. So you have election laws, you have charities, you have financial disclosure laws for the campaigns.
John and, characterized it as just basically almost a paper pusher.
Sure, it sounds like it is a paper pushing job.
That's what's been done with it, but that's not what the job is or should be.
Well,
look at the mess that our campaign laws are in this state.
You know, it's not the Secretary of State's job to implement campaign laws or to create campaign laws. His job is simply to enforce campaign laws according to the law established by the legislature and the governor. The last thing we need is some political operative in the Secretary of State's job that's enforcing the law in favor of one party versus another. This guy is a political animal, and he has no business trying to come in and use the ministerial powers of the Secretary of State's office to expand the role of that office to increase the power of his party or his personal power. And that's all I have to say about
it. Let me bring a little balance to this in your last few seconds here before we go to the break. We have about 9 constitutional offices in the state of Arizona. Mm-hmm. Corporation Commission, there's 5 seats. You got Secretary of State, Superintendent of Instruction, Governor, Attorney General. Not one of those positions are held by a Democrat. So to hear John here try to say, oh, Terry Goddard, a well-respected attorney who's been the Attorney General for the state of Arizona twice, to say he is unqualified and shouldn't hold that because he's a Democrat.
I'm not saying he's not qualified.
Because he's a Democrat and has run for office as a Democrat and is a leader in the Democratic Party is just, there's
I'm
no argument
saying,
there.
I'm
set
not
the record straight.
I'm not saying he's not qualified. I'm just thinking that
you say
he's overly partisan.
He's qualified.
Really he's gonna
he can't
abuse
seem
the
to
job.
Get off the public payroll. And frankly, we've had... We have enough people who just can't figure out any way to live except being on the public payroll.
Let's take a break right here. John Munger and Vince Ravago with us. It's the Monday Political Face-Off on the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back.
I'm Tony Penn, President and CEO of the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. We can help you receive all the tax credits and deductions for which you are eligible. We're putting thousands of dollars back into our local economy. For more information, visit UnitedWayTucson.org or call 211.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
If you are a low to moderate income family or individual, you can get your taxes filed for free. With United Way's Tax Preparation Program, IRS certified volunteers help prepare and file your state and federal income taxes. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org or call 211.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's our Monday political face-off, this first full week, work week of the 2014 calendar, brought to you the Monday Political Face-Off by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. And again, if you had any kind of Christmas gifts or holiday gifts that require framing, I suggest a visit over to Moe at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and Moe and the family will take very good care of you. Our team of commentators today, John Munger is with us and Vince Robigo. Congress resuming work today, as divided as ever on some of the nation's priorities. One of the first items of business really being addressed today, John Munger, in the Senate, a bill to extend long-term unemployment insurance for people who have been out of work for 26 weeks or longer.
Well, actually, some of the people that this would apply to, as I understand it, depending on how the bill is written, would apply to people who've already been out of work for 99 weeks and would expand. I think the 26 weeks has long been expanded to 99 weeks. I think in Arizona it's 72 weeks or something like that. Depending on how the bill is written, we would be expanding even unemployment insurance even for people who've been out of employment for 99 weeks. I mean, that's 2 years of unemployment. You know, I have no problem if we're going to do that, as long as we pay for it, and that's the major dispute there. But I think that if the economy is recovering as quickly as the Democrats say it's recovering, then I think it's time that we really encourage people to get a job. And if the jobs don't exist, if the Democrats are admitting that the jobs don't exist, then fine. But they need to admit the jobs don't exist, which they're not willing to admit. They want to say on the one hand that we have this fantastic economy, everything's going great guns, and on the other hand they want to say, well, people can't get a job. So they need to make up their mind which it is.
You're saying do it one way or another.
Well, I think that's part of their problem. Number two, so they've got a little hypocrisy going there. They need to decide. Number two, we need to pay for it. And number three, we need to focus on creating a better economy. You know, redistributing money isn't the answer to our national problem. Our national problem is we need to get growth going. Now, I know Vince's response is, well, we put people, we give people money so that they can stay off the payroll and they will spend that money and that helps consumer spending. But it really, that's minimal, number one. And number two, it doesn't really solve the problem of getting businesses going.
Let's hear what Vince's
response is. We need to focus on growth here.
Okay, you said you predicted what Vince's response would be. Let's see if it's accurate.
Well, my first response is, as you can recall from our talks throughout last year and probably the last couple years, the economy is not going as fast as it should. We have a lot of work to do. I've always said that. I've never said that we're done. We've finished this great recession. No, the reality is the facts show that the long-term unemployment, and that means people that are unemployed for more than 6 months, are still at levels equal to the Great Depression, equal to after World War II. So what you have here is a serious issue that is still going on. Simply saying, go get a job, doesn't make their job for those particular people. These are people that are looking for jobs. Now, I do want to bring up something, and John ought to know this because he's talked about having read the Wall Street Journal before and probably subscribes to it. It was reported last year in a research paper that has confirmed what other research papers have said out there. And I brought a copy for him just so he could have it. And
give this to John?
Sure, and I give this to you too.
Oh,
extended
thank you,
benefits.
I appreciate did not it so
keep,
much.
Did not keep people from
evidence.
Looking for a job.
Item A.
So this is Exhibit A.
Yeah,
Wall Street Journal.
Exhibit
it was first
a.
reported. This was a research report that came out last May. And the biggest argument that the Republicans keep saying is, go get a job. This is just allowing them to suck on the system, draining benefits while not really looking and trying to get a job. The reality is this extension of benefits does not have an effect on that.
Okay.
The reality is these people are trying to get a job. This is 1.3 million people that need work.
All right, let's go to Joe on the Buckmaster Show live line. Joe, you're with Vince and John. Go ahead.
I love Mondays here, you guys.
Thank you.
You know what? Both parties reek. $85 billion a month is being printed up. John, if you're still outraged, I direct your passion to the Fed that's printing up that cash.
Oh, I agree with you.
And there's no that's the biggest disability payment there is. That's the biggest unemployment deal that's going on. And I think that some people could use some of that money too if we could have some political courage. What do you got to say about that?
I agree with that. We have been printing up hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars of printed money. We've been trying to stimulate the economy. It is not working. And what we're doing is leaving our next generation with right now $17 trillion of debt to pay. I very much, as an older person, appreciate the willingness of the younger generation to pay for our generation's, overspending on ourselves. We're the first generation to ever do that. I think it's outrageous. And that's why I've said, and the Republicans are saying, if we're going to extend these benefits, which none of us have a problem with, if we're going to extend these benefits, we need to pay for it. We need to cut spending someplace else. And that's going to be the difference. The Democrats don't want to cut spending. And they don't want to cut anyplace else. They want to keep expanding the deficit in the country. Now, I will say that there is some question whether or not I think we all have anecdotal examples of people. I know of a couple of people personally who've said, I'm going to do unemployment for a while, and then after it runs out, I'll start looking for a job. Oh. But that's anecdotal.
Okay. Here's
look, the reality is this, is these people, the facts are when you are on lengthy long-term unemployment like that, they are using those monies in the way that no economic stimulus package could ever do, because it goes to transportation, it goes to making mortgage payments, it goes to food, things that are stimulating the economy. And if you yank these benefits, these people aren't going to be able to have that transportation. And then guess what? This idea that they're going to find a job when they can't afford transportation, poof, gone. Do I agree with John that we need to have more in terms of job training? Absolutely. We
yes.
need to grow that. No question there. But at the end of the day, when the choice is when in the past, and this is both Republicans and Democrats, are willing to bail out the banks in this country,
which we never should have done,
to huge amounts of money, and now we're not willing. The Republicans are not willing to continue helping the average American because they want to tie it. The facts are always been shown that with unemployment, the bang you get back from that money is always more. In other words, it's not contributing to the deficit.
Here's the problem. I'm all for it if you pay for it. But we can't just keep running up the debt.
But, John, 14 of the last 17
just
times.
Just pay for it, Vince.
14 of the last 17 times, there have been no strings. Now you want to put political strings that you want to say, don't worry, we don't care if you don't get a job.
Just pay for it. All I'm saying
that's
is
the Republican
pay for
Party
it.
Line this election.
And the Democratic line is run up the debt and let our heirs pay for it.
John Munger, Vince Robigo, both of you, thank you very much. Off to a good new year. Hope you both have a great, happy new year. Thanks a lot for being with us. Master Show, the Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Check out Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. They also have a very active Facebook page. And if there's any kind of framing you need, they specialize really in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls. They can take care of it all. We'll be back with General John Wickham, former Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, right after this. SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wind chill warnings stretch from Montana to Alabama as a polar air mass moves in. Winds are making the frigid air feel even colder and complicating travel by blowing snow that fell over the weekend. Airlines have canceled more than 1,600 flights today at Chicago's O'Hare, where the temperature hit a record low for the date, 16 below zero. And JetBlue is scaling back operations at Boston's Logan Airport and three airports in the New York area to rest crew members and service aircraft after dozens of weather-related delays. A Pennsylvania woman who called herself Jihad Jane online has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for plotting to kill a Swedish artist. Colleen LaRose had faced a potential life prison term. More details at srnnews.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of Metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Have you had a chance to visit Biosphere 2's engaging Facebook page yet? Our likes have doubled the last 30 days, so check it out and you'll see why. Inspire and stimulate your mind with all the exciting things going on both inside and outside every day at Biosphere 2. Experience our new architecture, engineering, and history tours. The University of Arizona's Biosphere 2, a world of discovery and adventure. Like us on Facebook and visit today.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847. In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Well, 36 on this Monday afternoon on the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Moncada Construction, a new sponsor to the Buckmaster Show. Licensed, bonded, and insured, Chris Moncada and his team. They are ready to serve your needs. They can take care of all your interior painting, drywall repair, carpentry, insurance restoration. Call 520-390-2247 or check them out on the web, Moncada, construction.com. And yes, they welcome credit cards. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show, monthly visitor to this program. We're always honored to have General John Wickham with us. General Wickham was the U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987, Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the Army. He is now retired with his lovely wife, Anne, in Oro Valley, and he joins us on the live line. General Wickham, Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Bill, and all of your fine listeners. Great to be with you.
General Wickham, of course, you have some special insight to the situation in Korea. You follow it very closely, but this is very bizarre. These internet news reports about this macabre execution executed, I believe, six people by wild dogs. What is that all about?
Well, it's probably too macabre to believe. And I think there's a New York Times article that sort of puts it to rest. It's one of these things that sort of feeds on itself. Anybody can believe anything about North Korea. I think the story is too wild to believe. On the other hand, it's important for all Americans and all Asians to recognize that the North Korean leadership is in trouble. They've executed the closest advisor to Kim Jong-un, the leader now. He's 33. The uncle was executed along with five of his closest advisors in a very public trial. And what it reveals to me, at least, is that there is unrest among the elites in North Korea vying for influence and power and monetary gain, perhaps over black market sales and that kind of thing. And if that is true, it suggests that Kim Jong-un, the leader, really is not totally in charge, which could mean that there could be provocations in the future, and military provocations. So we've got to be very careful, because here is a nation with six nuclear weapons, the makings of six more, and it could threaten South Korea and Japan and encourage those two countries to think maybe that the time is right for them to acquire nuclear weapons as a deterrent, particularly when the Obama administration and people like former Secretary of State George Shultz and others are arguing that we should give up our nuclear weapons and set an example for the world. If we do something like that, I don't think it will occur in our lifetime. It will sort of take away the nuclear umbrella.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. It's going to be very interesting. Voice of America correspondent Steve Herman is going to be with us in studio, General Wickham, on Thursday. And Steve, as you know, spent some time up in North Korea fairly recently, so it'll be interesting to hear his take on all of this.
Yes, yeah, so Steve, of course, a renowned Voice of America journalist in Asia, very learned and very astute. People that I have talked with who have been in North Korea, people former in the State Department and others, they all say to the person, we do not know what's going on in North Korea. We do not know what is in the heads of the North Korean leaders. It's all supposition. And as I mentioned to you, Bill, previously I've been to China half a dozen times in the past, and I've talked with top leadership, including the prime minister on down to the head of the People's Liberation Army, and about North Korea. And every leader in China tells me that while North Korea is a close ally, the Chinese cannot tell the North Koreans anything because the North Koreans don't listen. The North Koreans, incidentally, got rid of all Chinese characters in their language. Mm. Years ago, because they want independence. Now, South Korea still uses Chinese characters in their language for precision. It's an illustration of the curious nature of the situation. It's a dangerous place, Bill, and I think we better keep our eye on the situation. Very careful.
All right, General Wickham, we're going to transition now to the domestic scene. Caller Russell is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line with General John Wickham. Go ahead, Russell.
General, Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to you too, Bill.
Thank you.
You're welcome. General, I want to thank you for your long and dedicated and distinguished service to our country. It's an honor to talk to you, sir.
Thank you, Russell, very much.
General, I was watching TV the other night, and I got upset, because if we don't treat our veterans right, we're in a, this shows the character of the country, and there's a big, big interview dealing with the cuts for the retirees. I don't know if you're familiar with those cuts.
Amen. I agree with you entirely, and I think every veteran, everyone who has served, and those who love those who have served, are concerned of what Congress has done. You know the deal that was cut. A good deal, because it does get rid of some of the sequestration. $30 billion worth is put back into the Defense Department, and we've avoided a shutdown of the government. But one of the bad news is that they have going to have taken the COLA of veterans under 62, and going to cut those COLAs by 1% every year until those veterans reach the age of 62. Then they'll recalculate and put the cuts back in again. However, the veterans will have lost all of the money in between the years when they retired to age 62. And it can be substantial, particularly for enlisted men. Then I think it was a foolhardy thing to do. And it's the first time that the Congress has sort of decided, well, we're going to begin to impact on personnel and their benefits. We've not done that in the past, particularly with our military folks. And hopefully the Congress is going to set it straight and fix the problem, easily done, I think, by finding some money elsewhere to fix it.
All right. And certainly it's a morale issue as well, General.
Exactly.
All right. Coming up on 12:44 on the Buckmaster Show, General Wickham will stay with us through the break. And when we come back, we'll have caller Roberta up next. She wants to talk about women in combat with General John Wickham on the Buckmaster Show.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry!
Gary.
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just three and a half hours east of Tucson. So much to do in historic Silver City. There's birding along the Gila River. I mean, great places to stay, including Bear Creek Cabins, Little Toad Creek Inn, and Pinos Altos Cabins. More at southwestnewmexico.org. We have on our Buckmaster Show live line, we're honored to have General John Wickham with us for his monthly visit. And let's go now to the live line in Roberta. Go ahead, Roberta. You're with General Wickham.
Such an honor to talk with you, sir. Thank you so much for your service. I bought your book for my husband, which he really enjoyed, and I'm hoping to get you to sign it. But my question is, with women being in combat, do you believe that the training requirements for the soldiers will become easier to accommodate the women and the physical abilities?
Roberta, thank you very much for your thoughtful question. The time is overdue to get women in equal opportunity with men. We aren't going to lower the standards. We're going to make women can do a lot of the things that men are able to do. When I was commander of the 101st Airborne Division, we found that women were better pilots than men. We found that women were better mechanics than men. Why? Because they asked questions rather than break things. We found that they were better law enforcement than men. And as a matter of fact, my granddaughter is a second lieutenant in the military police. So I have an interest in the opportunities for women, and I think that we had to go do more in terms of optimizing the opportunities for them.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. We have talked about the budget deal and sequestration so far on the program and the impending cuts, the controversial cuts to veterans under the age of 62. But what about the backlog, General Wickham, at the Veterans Administration? Is there any news on this that you can share with our listeners?
The backlog bill, you point out, is tragic. Hundreds of thousands of veterans putting in claims for disability. Now, clearly the number of claims has gone way up. In part because the opportunities are there and because people feel that the VA does provide a good service. And Rick Shinseki, the head of the VA, who's a good friend, has done everything he can and more to try to ease the backlog. And he claims now that the backlog is going to be largely eliminated by 2015. It's cut way back already by hiring more examiners. And so I'm encouraged. I think that's going to work out just fine. There are clever ways of assisting veterans. If you go down to the VA medical facility here in Tucson, you can get the Disabled American Veteran Volunteers down there to help with the claims process. And it goes up to Phoenix, and generally you can get a turnaround within a relatively short period of time.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show as we approach now 12:52. What about this new book about Saudi Arabia by Thomas Lipman? It's called Saudi Arabia on Edge, suggesting the kingdom is pursuing a much more independent role in the Middle East and less resilient and reliant on the United States.
Bill, you touch on a very important factor that most Americans, I'm sure, are unaware of. Saudi Arabia historically has been a very close ally. We've relied on their oil less so now than we did in the past, and we've used their influence in the Middle East. They are a Sunni nation. 85% of Islam Muslims are Sunni, so Saudi Arabia plays an important role. But what's happening now, according to Lippmann's very thoughtful book and others, Karen Elliott House wrote another book, same way, Saudi Arabia, and she lived over there for a while. What's happening now is the Saudis are looking for more independent outlook and less influence from the United States. They want to spread Islam around the world. And this is, I think, the unfortunate side of it. There is in Saudi Arabia now the world's largest publishing house in the world, producing in every language you can imagine materials about Islam. And some of it is jihad-oriented and encouraging, to a degree, some violence. And that's not good. And they are building madrasas, religious schools all over religious parts of the world. And these schools are teaching medieval history, abuse of women, and nothing enlightened at all. That's not encouraging. We have tried to persuade the Saudis to cut that kind of stuff out, and they give us the brush off. So we're not getting anywhere there. No. So I'm not encouraged, and I think Lippmann does raise some very thoughtful things for us to consider.
General Wickham, we have another caller to the Buckmaster Show live line. The caller did not want to go on the air, but I have the question in front of me. The question is, Turkey. The country of Turkey gets about $40 billion in aid from the United States, and the caller is curious, why are we cutting our own veterans' benefits when we're capable of dispensing this amount of aid globally?
I think he raises a very important point. We've traditionally done an awful lot with aid all over the world. The largest recipient of economic aid, incidentally, is Israel. And that's been one of the sore points with Muslim countries. Why do you pour all this money into Israel when there are Muslims that are impoverished and needing aid? And we don't have a good answer for that, other than Israel is a democracy, and we have to assure that it survives. But I think the caller raises an important point. Turkey is an important country in terms of stability in the Middle East, and under the Prime Minister Erdogan, although he's under some difficulty now with evidence of corruption, has provided some very strong leadership and stability movement in the Middle East. And that's one of the reasons we've tried to help him. The military, as you may know, in Turkey have been conducting coup d'etat in the past, but the military now are back in the box, and they're not going to do anything. It's back into democracy in Turkey, and we need to encourage that movement.
Okay, coming up now on 12:57. Rose, can we work in one more call? We've got Ingrid here on the Buckmaster Show with General Wickham. Quickly, Ingrid, go ahead. You were General Wickham.
Yes, good afternoon. You were talking earlier about the condition that women face in Islam, and then you also discussed some of your daughter's work. Is she in any position, and is she inclined to empower and enable those women in that part of the world?
Well, yeah, I mentioned my granddaughter, military police, and she is not ready to be deployed yet, although she will in the spring probably. And yes, she's anxious to provide leadership. She's thrilled to be in the Army. Her brother, incidentally, a West Point graduate, is a medical doctor in Tripler Army Hospital in Hawaii, doing his residency. So she's thrilled to be, her father is a West Point graduate also, so she's thrilled to be able to do something, yes. She's a capable woman, and we need more of these women it's one of the strengths of our democracy that we do enable women, in contrast to Islam, that does not allow women to be involved in their prosperity at all.
General Wickham, we've had a very good session, a lot of good give and take from the Buckmaster Show listeners. We always thank you, sir, so much for your service and for your support of this program and adding your input. Thank you, General.
God bless, Bill, and Happy New Year to you and all your fine listeners and your fine supporters that make your program so vibrant.
Thank you very much. General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. We always thank General Wickham for his insights and coming on this program once a month. He's among 24 contributors, regular contributors to the Buckmaster Show. We have the full list, and if you get a chance, visit the BuckmasterShow.com website. Not only do we have information about our contributors, but for many people, it's a vital place to get all of our podcasts. We have all the programs of the Buckmaster Show for you available at BuckmasterShow.com. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan, better water, pure and simple. We want to thank Culligan very much for their support of the Buckmaster Show. Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Coming up tomorrow morning, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe from 6 to 8, and then a new program, a new local program. Chris does the Daily Double Show, that's what it's being called, here on KVOI from 8 to 9 in the morning. So 3 hours now of local talk from 6 to 9 right here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Thank you very much. On behalf of Ace producer Rosemary Brandt, we wish you a very nice afternoon and a great evening. We'll be back with you at 12:04 tomorrow afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.